My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, Tutu, Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning in to the show. That is Alabama Shakes with Hold On from their first album, Boys and Girls, released in 2012. They have toured extensively, recorded a few records, and they are back on tour now after a little bit of a hiatus. The lead singer, Brittany Howard, went off to do a solo thing for a little while. I'm sure that she's still doing it, but nice to see the band back in action. Music coming up from one of my favorite groups ever, Three Dog Night. I think they're highly underrated. They're from L.A., and I'm going to play something from the album Naturally. The biggest hit on that record was Joy to the World, of course, but Liar is a killer track. It's actually a cover. It was first done by Argent in 1969, and then the folks in Three Dog Night covered it for their album in 1970, and it hit number 7 on the charts. We're going to play that. We're also going to play new music from Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations, a song called Plant Your Dreams. This was just released from Vancouver, British Columbia. Curtis Clear Sky also heads up the Indigenous Music Office. I remember being at an event at Massey Hall when that launched, and it's a wonderful project. Check it out. Cam Kahan is on the show with Stay With Me. It's music that blends indie, alternative, and a little bit of folk, I'd say, yeah. I really like it, though. And this is a 23-year-old Toronto-based alt-punk folk artist. I guess punk's in there, too, for sure. And now for something from Alice Sky. This is a song called Everything Is Great. Alice is from Australia. She's from Horsham. And this was a song released in 2021, so right in the middle of the pandemic. And I think the title is totally suiting. It's called Everything Is Great. Here is Alice Sky on the Jukebox.
Thank you. walk, hoping you'll see me, holding my breath. Life isn't easy, no, it gets hard.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
From Austin, Texas, that is Black Pumas from their debut self-titled album, Black Moon Rising. That song was their debut single. It preceded Colors, which was the song that completely blew them up. They were nominated for a couple of Grammys. They won Best New Band at the Austin Music Awards and amassed over 100 million streams plus. Crazy stuff. Now to our featured artist of the week. It's an established artist. Usually we choose an artist that isn't established, that's just starting out or trying to get their footing in the game. But this artist has certainly been there since the 60s. It's Santana. And we're going to play a song from Abraxas called Oye Como Va. That is one of my favorite. The reason we're going to honor Santana is because he recently was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. at the Special Merit Awards ceremony held on January 31st, 2026. He was included with Chaka Khan, Cher, Fela Kuti, Paul Simon, and Whitney Houston. So congratulations to Carlos Santana. And Yamaha Canada, who is one of our sponsors, tells us that Carlos Santana was on tour and his Toronto stop, well, his guitar was damaged, so Yamaha picked it up and it was supposed to be fixed, and they did fix it actually, but Santana never came to pick it up, so it's still hanging out at Yamaha headquarters. So if you want to go see it, go to Yamaha headquarters here in Ontario. That is a cool story. Here is Carlos Santana on the jukebox.